And now, they are entangled in the land with the affairs of this life in a war versus which war and another law, warring against the law of my mind. Example, some of the signs and great wonders in heaven, Revelations chapter number 12, verse 13 through 17, part 2. And now Daniel, chapter number 4, verse 2 and 3. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath worked toward mankind. How great are the Lord God's signs, and how mighty are the Lord God's wonders. The Lord God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and the Lord God's dominion is from generation to generation. And now the theme for this prelude is some of the signs and great wonders in heaven. Verses, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And now, this segment is titled, They Are Entangled in the Land, in the Affairs of This Life, versus A War, and Which War? Example, Signs and Wonders, continued, Revelations, chapter number 12, verse 9, 13, 17, Genesis, chapter number 3, verse 15, and Exodus, chapter number 14, verse 3. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast unto the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And when the dragon saw he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And to the woman were given two great wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, and to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the Lord God will put enmity, hostility, between the serpent and the woman, and between the serpent's seed and her seed. It shall bruise the serpent's head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness have shut them in. And remember, Ezekiel chapter number 29, verse 3. Speak and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, the Lord God is against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers, which hath said, Pharaoh, river is his own, and Pharaoh have made it for himself. And now to recap, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon. Example, persecution, rage, war against the woman and the woman's seed. And now enmity, that is hostility, between the serpent and the woman, and enmity, that is hostility between the serpent's seed and her seed. And now a question. Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ? And now this segment is titled, The Dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, and this city is the cauldron, part 2. In a war versus which war? Example, the affairs of this life warring against the law of my mind. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 verse 4, Philippians chapter number 3 verse 20, and 1 John chapter number 3, verse 3. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please Christ Jesus, who hath chosen him to be a soldier. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself, even as Jesus Christ is pure. And now a side note, and this segment is titled, Some of the Signs and Great Wonders in Heaven Continued, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 40, 48, 49, 44, chapter number 2, verse 14, and Jude, verse number 10. There are celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as in the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto the natural man, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beast, in those things they corrupt themselves. And now they are entangled in the land with the affairs of this life in a war, versus which war, and another law warring against the law of my mind. The title for this prelude is Some Signs and Great Wonders in Heaven, the Dragon, and This City is the Cauldron, Part 2. The dragon persecuted was enraged and made war against the woman and the woman's seed, and now enmity, that is hostility, between the serpent and the woman and her seed. And now a question, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And remember, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And now, this segment is titled, They Are Entangled in the Land Against Principalities, Powers, and Rulers of Darkness of this World, and the Law Warring Against the Law of My Mind Continued. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 12, 13, 16. Galatians chapter number 1, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 4. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve ye one another. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mightily through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And now, to recap, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. And now, this segment is titled, Another Law Warring Against the Law of My Mind, James. Chapter number 4, verse 4. To recap in part, Romans. Chapter number 7, verse 14. Chapter number 8, verse 7. And Philippians. Chapter number 3, verse number 21. Know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. For we know the law of God is spiritual, but mankind is carnal, sold under sin. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Who shall change a vile body that it may be fashioned like unto Jesus Christ's glorious body, according to the working whereby Jesus Christ is able to subdue all things unto himself? And now a question. Hebrews chapter number 7, verse 16. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life? And now, they are entangled in the land with the affairs of this life in a war. Versus which war? And another law warring against the law of my mind. Continued. The theme for this presentation is some signs and great wonders in heaven, the dragon, and this city is the cauldron, part 2. The dragon persecuted was enraged and made war against the woman and the woman's seed, and now enmity, that is hostility, between the serpent and the woman and her seed. And now a question, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And remember, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And now, this segment is titled, Signs and Wonders Continued. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, persecution, evil men and seducers, versus the spirit of grace, mourning and supplication, weeping, fasting, and most bitter lamentations, forthcoming, Lord willing. Example, 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, verse 12, 13, Psalms 34, 19, and Romans, chapter number 8, verse 38, 39. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. For I am fully persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, this segment is titled, In the Latter Days, in Tribulation. Example, the love of God, the spirit of grace, mourning and supplication, weeping, fasting, and most bitter lamentations continue. Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse 30-29, Joel chapter number 2, verse 12, and 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 16-17. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto the Lord God's voice, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find the Lord thy God, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to the Lord with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping, and with mourning. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. And now, this segment is titled, O Daughter of the Lord God People, versus the Captive Daughter of Zion, and or the Virgin Daughter of Babylon, Part 2, Jeremiah, chapter number 6, verse 26-27, and St. John, chapter number 16, verse 23. O Daughter of the Lord God People, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentations, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. The Lord God hath set thee for a tower and for a fortress among the Lord God people, that thou mayest know and try their way. These things Jesus Christ hath spoken unto you, that in Jesus Christ ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus Christ hath overcome the world. And now the title for this presentation is, They Are Entangled in the Land with the Affairs of This Life, Entangled in a War, and Which War? Versus Which War After the Flesh, and Another Law, Warring Against the Law of My Mind. Example: The spirit that dwelleth in us desires, lusteth to envy. Envy, that is, discontent or resentment. And remember, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And now, this segment is titled, The Spirit of Grace, Mourning and Supplication, Weeping, Fasting, and Most Bitter Lamentations Continued. Example: In those days, and in that time, and in the latter days, in tribulation, continued. Zechariah chapter number 12, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter number 6, 26, to recap, and chapter number 31, verse 9, chapter number 50, verse 4. And the Lord God will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. And they shall look upon Jesus Christ, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for Jesus Christ, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. O daughter of the Lord God people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. And now, unto the children of God in repentance. Jeremiah chapter number 31 verse 9. We shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will the Lord God lead them? The Lord God will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way wherein they shall not stumble. For the Lord God is a father to Israel, and Ephraim is the Lord God firstborn. Jeremiah chapter number 50 verse 4. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going, weeping, and they shall go and seek the Lord, their God. And now, this segment is titled, Another Law Warring Against the Law of My Mind. Hath the Lord God undertaken a nation unto himself? Example, the creature was made subject to vanity by reason of the Lord God who hath subjected the same in hope. Romans chapter number 8. Verse 18, 20, 21. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And now a question. Hath the Lord God undertaken a nation unto himself by persecution, rage, war, and now enmity, that is hostility, versus temptations, signs, wonders, and war, by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors. Example, in those days, and in that time, and in the latter days, in tribulation continued. Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse 34, chapter number 7, verse 19, and Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse 17. Or hath God undertaken to go and take the Lord God a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God bought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do to all the people of whom thou art afraid. Be not a terror unto me, O Lord my God. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. And now to recap. The Lord God is my hope in the day of evil, in the latter days, in tribulation continued. And remember, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war, versus which war, warring against the law of my mind continued. And now this segment is titled Another Law Versus the Law Warring Against the Law of My Mind. Example, the desires of my heart versus James chapter number 4 verse 5. To recap, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth, desires to envy. Being translated, the spirit in us follows our own desire to the point of envy. Envy, that is, discontent or resentment. And now, another war continues. Example, Psalms, chapter number 37, verse 4, James, chapter number 4, verse 5, and Romans, chapter number 7, verse 23. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and the Lord shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us desires, lusteth to envy, being translated, follows our own desires to the point of envy, that is, discontent or resentment. Romans chapter number 7 verse 23. But Paul see another law in his members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And now a war versus which war continue. Example, wars and fightings among you. James, chapter number 4, verse 1 and 5. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your desires, lust, that war in your members? Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit in us that dwelleth in us desires, lusteth to envy, that is, follows our own desire to the point of envy, discontentment, or resentment. Envy because of another's success, advantage, or superiority, or envy, discontent, or resentment for their lack of success, their lack of advantage, and or their lack of superiority. And now, persecution, rage, war, and enmity, that is, hostility, versus temptation, signs, wonders, and war by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, versus envy, that is discontentment or resentment. And remember, Romans chapter number 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. And now this segment is titled, Entangled in the Land. In the affairs of this life, in a war, and which war versus which war after the flesh, and another law continued. Galatians chapter number 5, verse 17. James chapter number 4, verse 8, 9, and 4. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord shall lift you up. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord shall lift you up. And now, this segment is titled, The Example. They are entangled in the land with the affairs of this life in a war versus which war and another law warring against the law of my mind. To recap, example, persecution, rage, war, and now enmity, that is hostility, versus envy, that is, discontent or resentment, versus the spirit of grace, mourning and supplication, weeping, fasting, and most bitter, lamentations, as one for his only and firstborn son. And remember, 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 11, Hebrews chapter number 7, verse 16, and Acts chapter number 2, verse number 38. Dearly beloved, Peter beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly desires, lust, which war against the soul. And now a question. Which war against the soul? Which war against the flesh and the law? Warring against the law of my mind. Continue. Jesus Christ is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And now, in closing, we give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Men as Trees, cdministries.org. Christian Development.